15 people.
The exact cause of the explosion is not yet known. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, good morning. I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and the question rises, is there another force in the world that most people are totally unaware of? I mean, we go to the polls every 4 years, and we vote for the candidate of our choice for president. But is that really the candidate of our choice, or have the candidates been selected by someone else? We go to the polls every 2 years to vote for Congress, but have those congressmen really and senators really been selected by the people? Or is there someone who manipulates the electoral process from behind the scenes and we vote for the candidate not of our choice, but of their choice? There's a lot of talk today. You'll find the major news channels and certainly some of the major publications like Time are putting out beautifully glossy magazines. You can buy them at your local bookstore about secret societies, and they talk about the Knights Templar and about the Masons, but they really don't tell you much about them. They show you pictures of Roslyn Chapel over there in Scotland, but what is the significance of Roslyn Chapel? Completed in 1492, and why does it have all the occult emblems within it? Is there a force working behind the scenes? Well, there's a lot of information out there to confuse you and confuse the average individual, because the last thing that they want you to know is there really are secret organizations that control the world. They're moving us towards a World War III. They're moving us to the destruction of our economy, to the impoverishment of the American people, and they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the average person to know. Is there a cosmic conspiracy out there? Well, with us this morning is Stan Deo. And I learned about Stan only recently. People kept telling me I should have him on. And when I did finally talk to him, he sounded just like me. And he's been doing this since the 1970s. I know people who encountered him in Australia in the 1970s and one of the men who works for us as a producer, told me how in 1970 Stan Deo had changed his life. Stan, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Doctor. Good to be here this morning.
What's the title of your book? When will it be out?
The title is The Cosmic Conspiracy, Final Edition 2010. It's the last edition of probably, four that we've done, that I've done since 1978.
Why don't you tell us, what is this cosmic conspiracy you talk about? That sounds like, that sounds pretty far out, at least to people who've never encountered this very real conspiracy that largely controls what the American people hear and see and read and ultimately what they believe.
Well, the term conspiracy has certainly been overworked in the media for the last 30 years. They try to, in the mainstream media, they try to play down the arguments that people make against a group of multinational bankers, engineers and politicians who've been trying to form a one-world government, by force, actually, by controlling the economy and various other factors of all the major nations. Now, that's a world conspiracy, a global conspiracy. The Cosmic Conspiracy book is talking about a conspiracy which is big in scale, like cosmic in scale. It is a conspiracy that is off-world, in the heavens and here. And I based the book on biblical sources, and I was encouraged to actually start writing the book before I even got to Australia by an out-of-body experience when I nearly died back in 1968, 69, somewhere back in there. And I was out of my body when I came back. First thing I did was eating, and I was writing on a napkin and drawing a picture of the Earth as seen from out where the moon is, and the words diagnosis, creation, conquest were written down. And it was something I had been shown while I was out of my body and having that out-of-body experience, and that changed my life. And so I found in the Bible that this creation, conquest was a cosmic conspiracy to overthrow the creator of our world and everything around us, to overthrow God. And,
tell us about this out-of-body experience. Were you a Christian at the time you had this?
I had been raised that way, but I have to admit I was backslidden at the time. I was more concerned with business and computing and making money than I was about the Bible and prophecy. But that certainly changed within about, out-of-body experience, made the alterations to make me start changing. And it was about 1974, so it would have been about 5 years later before I actually renewed my relationship with the Lord in the middle of the Nullarbor Desert in Australia, when I had several intelligence agents chase me trying to put me underground. So, yeah, it was an interesting experience. I'd gotten very ill with some kind of a bacterial infection I'd contracted there in Dallas. And it got so bad that, I just hurt all over my body. So I went to the doctors and I said, look, I've got something wrong here. And at the time, Acromycin 4, as a penicillin-based drug, was not widely used. It's still experimental. But they gave me some of that to go home and try to beat whatever this thing was. So I went to bed in my apartment, and I lay there trying to figure out, it was nighttime, trying to figure out how I could position my body to reduce the pain somewhat so I could sleep, because I hurt, every joint hurt, muscles hurt, my eyeballs even hurt. I was in tremendous pain. And I found that by kind of laying on the bed, crossing my legs and sticking the left arm out the side and the right arm out the side, I could reduce the pain, to where I could think. And as I lay there, I was staring up at the ceiling. I didn't have the light in the room on, but the light in the bathroom was on. I could see the ceiling. And I noticed, I felt very light. And I suddenly saw myself floating above my body and looking down at my body, where there was a faucet in front of me with a drip on it, a drip of water. And that water was heading down toward my navel.
Well, hold on, folks, Dan. We'll be right back in just a few moments here with the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning, Stan Deo, and he's telling us about an out-of-body experience he had in the 1970s. Now, when the first time you hear somebody tell a story like this, you tend to really more or less disbelieve it, but I've heard similar stories from other people I know and who I trust. I remember a young orthopedic surgeon who sort of was my protege for many years in the town where I live. He became a Christian after a demonic being landed on his chest. It was sort of like a little dragon and was clawing him, and a horrible experience he had. And because when he woke up, there were all the scratch marks on his chest. He had no question it happened. I know other people who've had out-of-body experiences. I find very often Jewish people have supernatural experiences, and this is what brings them into a personal relationship with the Lord. I think that Jewish people very often, much more than Gentiles, will have these supernatural experiences. So I don't scoff at people who tell me stories of this sort, but you pick up the story, Stan, because this was a really sort of a watershed event in your life, wasn't it?
It was indeed, Dr. Stan. Just before I get back into that, could you have your engineer turn up your volume to me? I can hardly hear you.
I'm having a little difficulty hearing you. Maybe we can get the producer there to listen to the program, hopefully there in the studio, to adjust those volumes so that I can hear you better and you can hear me, and hopefully our audience can hear it. But I'm this is the. Program is being produced actually from Johnstown, Colorado, so I'll just try to speak a little louder and you do as well, but just go ahead with the story.
Okay, well, where we left at the break is that I was floating under my body looking down toward this faucet right next to my head, and there was a drop of water falling toward my navel, and it was in slow motion, and I followed that drop down to where it would have hit my navel, and suddenly I seemed to bounce straight up out of my body and straight up through the roof. I felt myself going right through it and out into the night sky, but it wasn't stars or anything. It was while all this was happening, but just while that water drop was falling, my my hearing just turned down, like somebody turned all the sound down, so I couldn't hear a thing, and I couldn't see even the light of the ceiling as I went through it. It was like tunnel vision going into a blackness that was smooth and silky. And I was going at a great speed out away from my body, away from the earth, I guess. It would be the same thing. But anyway, as I was going along in this black, silky, you know, kind of like a womb type feeling, I noticed that there was a fluid flowing through my body, I guess my spirit body. And I looked back behind toward where my body was, way down below, and occasionally I'd see a puff of dirt or mud break loose from the frame of my body and wash away. And when it did, a negative emotion would go with it, like hate or, you know, greed or, you know, envy. All those kind of things were being washed out of my body by this fluid as I passed through it. And after a while, there were no more of these clods being broken loose out of my body, and I felt really good, just incredible peace and clean, clean inside my spirit, you know, no hang-ups or anything. And I started to curl up and, you know, rest, and, you know, like a fetal position. And then I saw out to the right of me a bunch of, like, little TV screens, maybe 50 or 60 of them starting to appear. And each one was showing an event in my life where I had offended or hurt someone. And then it showed me in that screen, in each screen, what happened to that person as a result of what I'd said to them later in their life, to show me how what I did had affected many things, not just that person, but who they related with, how it just kind of went, you know, spread out. And I was watching all these screens at once, believe it or not. My mind was just huge out there. And I could watch all, you know, 50 or 60 screens, understand everything going on, and I found myself sitting like a judge of myself saying, ah, now I understand why, yes, I shouldn't have done that. I understand the problem. I wasn't feeling guilty. I was just understanding, like a student of my own life, what I had done and what it had caused. And there were a few screens that showed things that hadn't happened yet for me. And as I was watching all these things, they started to close down one by one. The screens were through. And I felt very peaceful, and I continued to curl up into that fetal position to rest and travel out to the light that was out there, way out there in the darkness. And as I was all settled in, suddenly something snagged me on the right side of my head and whipped me around like an anchor back to my body. And I could see this loosely floating kind of thread or rope from my body down to that, from my spiritual body down to my real body. And it was pulling me in, and I couldn't stop. And so suddenly I broke out of the fetal position, and I tried to grab on to this smooth, silky darkness I was in to keep on going toward the light, and I couldn't. I had to go back to the body. So I...
Well, was this just a dream, or do you think this was than just a bizarre dream?
No, this was something totally different. I've never had anything like it before or since. And while I was out there, I mean, I was able to tap into knowledge that was, like, incredible. Like, I want to know, you know, how the universe works and how a lot of other things worked, and I was able to know those things out there. But as I squeezed back into my body, I held on with one hand to the to a ledge, like in that spiritual world, and the other hand into my cold body down in the bed. And I was trying to stop what was pulling me back to the bed, to my body. And it was a phone by the bed, and I managed to maneuver my arm in my real body to knock the phone off so I could hear who was on the other end, because I couldn't navigate my body or other parts at that point. I was still stiff. My eyes were dried open. I couldn't get my voice to work, but I heard my mother's voice on the other end. And she was saying, are you all right? I just saw you walk before me like your grandfather did before he died. And I said, no, I'm fine. I was trying to get rid of her so I could get back out to where I was. And in talking to her, my left arm and leg slid off of that ledge that helped me out in the other world, and I was back in my body then. And I got up then, feeling absolutely wonderful. The body had been like it had been healed.
In other words, the illness that you'd had was gone.
Yeah, and that's pretty unusual for one day. But anyway, I still kept taking the medicine they had given me. But the point is that was a turning point for me. And I got up. It was about 3:30 or 4 in the morning. I went to the nearby diner, all-night diner, to have breakfast. I was writing there on a napkin while I was waiting for the waitress to bring my food. And that's when I drew the picture of the earth from the view of the moon and wrote the words, Diagnosis, World Conquest. and then it which
was this somehow where you got your ideas about this cosmic conspiracy?
Say again?
Was this somehow where you got the idea about this cosmic conspiracy?
Yes, yes. I was aware of conspiracies before that. My dad and I had, and his brothers had all been fighting the Illuminists, the Illuminati, with publications and information to people all over the world at that time. But so I was familiar with, like, you know, global conspiracy, human conspiracy, but not cosmic, not huge conspiracies in the heavens. And at that point,
basically, there is this conspiracy of people of great wealth here on Earth, but behind that are powerful spiritual forces. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that was a turning point for me to start researching that side of it. And if you knew me before that, my interest in writing in literature was pretty low. I mean, that was one of my hardest subjects in school. So to be encouraged to go write a book, that was a mighty turning point off of where I was in engineering and computing and programming and propulsion and all that kind of stuff. I just, you just have no idea how much it turned me 180 from where I was going. But it did. And so now, sorry?
No, you go right ahead.
So now I have spent probably 35 years or so after being, reborn again there in the desert with the Lord, I've spent that time trying to educate others around me about the great conspiracy in the heavens that existed, even before we were here thousands of years ago. And that's the satanic rebellion in the heavens and the fallen angels who are with him, some there and some here, and more of them here by every day, I think, being cast down to earth to confine them for the last battle they're going to have, or the next to last battle, against the Messiah and against God, and that will be held here on earth in the dimension that we live in. But my studies have shown me there are several layers, maybe three to seven layers of concentric universes right around us. We can't see them, and I suspect they can see us from what I've read in the scriptures, but they are around us. They're just separated by a phase frequency, and it makes them like what we would call spiritual beings. You can't touch them, but they are there. And they don't touch us until they come into our level of existence, which is lower in the chain of being than theirs. Anyway, that's how the title, The Cosmic Conspiracy, was conceived. And that was, in a nutshell, how I came from being interested in worldly things and computing and whatever back to trying to help people and to do a good thing with the rest of my life.
And I think it's very difficult for people to recognize the fact that there really is a supernatural world. So most of us believe in materialism, but is there a mystical element to what's going on? Most people look at things from a subjective point of view, but is there a spiritual aspect to what's going on? Certainly if we read the Bible, we read about all the supernatural things that happened at that time. I mean, how could you explain somebody walking on water or being able to command the storms to cease or certainly raising people from the dead? It just doesn't happen in real life. Well, it doesn't perhaps happen in our plane of existence, but is there another plane of existence? Would that be a fair estimate of what this is about, Stan?
Yes, Dr. Stan. That is it in a nutshell. The people think about spiritual things, and they think, well, it's kind of an abstract, airy-fairy thing, but if they watch science fiction, some of the science fiction shows have people, villains or whatever, that are invisible to everyone around them, but they're there, and they can walk through them, but no one can see them. And that's basically how it would look if you were in a parallel dimension or plane of existence in the upper levels where the Creator and the angels live. They would look at us and walk right through us, see what we're doing and everything, but we couldn't see or touch or feel them. So it's almost non-existent to us, I guess totally, in the sense of physical touch or seeing, but they are there. And that's I think that's agreeing with what you've said exactly. I try to relate things like that to people who are doubting the existence of a spiritual world, the reality of it, I turn them to TV programs. They watch, have you seen such, did you watch Stargate? Or did you Star Trek? Did you see the teleporter? Did you, you know, I try to tie it to those kind of images that have already been created in the media so they can understand that, yes, it is possible. And then once they do that, they can accept that the spiritual thing is a real thing.
Well, there's a very interesting movie that you and most of our listeners can get if they want to. It's called The Men Who Stare at Goats, and it's a George Clooney movie. It's based upon a book, although the motion picture has very little to do with the book, but the whole idea is there is an element within the United States military trying to tap into this supernatural dimension, and some of the people were actually able to do that, and the general in charge, now they use a fictional general, but I have actually come in contact with a real general, who a major general, who was in charge of this military unit. Their whole idea was to tap into the supernatural, to be able to walk through a wall, to be able to create super soldiers, people who could carry out supernatural feats. In the end of the movie, why, of course, the reporter, the storyline goes that the reporter who's been studying these things, it shows him actually being able to walk through a wall. Now, admittedly, it's all a movie, but there is a supernatural dimension. People who tap into it, well, you don't want to tap into it, ladies and gentlemen. You certainly don't want to tap into this supernatural dimension because you're entering a spirit realm over which you have no control and could cost you your eternal soul. But you cannot understand anything going on today, so much of what really doesn't make sense, unless you understand there is a supernatural dimension. We'll be right back with Stan Dale. Welcome your calls here. 1-877-254-7524.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, We have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand back here. I guess this is Stan Deo. And Stan, before we go on, would you like to get your website out? And when will your book be back in print?
It is being printed as we speak. It should be delivered here within 2 weeks. And then we will put up an announcement on the website at standeo.com. That's S-T-A-N-D-E-Y-O.com. We've got a notify list that people are already signing up for, and we are getting swamped with requests for the book. Not surprisingly, because the secondhand sellers all over the world are selling it up to $380 a copy, the old versions of it, the earlier versions, and we're going to be selling it for $29.95, which is probably going to put a stop to all that nonsense out there. But anyway, yes, that's when it'll be available, and that's our website, and the website that Holly gets up every day at 4:30 to start updating with the current news that's important to Christian people and to patriots in the country to see what's happening and what they may need to be organizing to avoid or to deal with. So,
well, now, what do you foresee happening at this time in the history of our nation? Most people think that, well, we've had a little temporary economic slump. Things are going to get better. It's only a matter of time. These things do happen, but we got through the Depression of 29 and certainly through the Depression that occurred in the 80s and again in 87. I mean, certainly, things are always going to get better. They always do get better, or do they? Where do you see we are in this whole spiritual timeline that is unfolding before us today?
Well, just on a purely secular view of what's happening, the United States, the people of the United States more properly, are being forced into civil disobedience, to civil war. And the Great Depression you mentioned, they came through it and we survived. But during the Depression, there were a lot of food camps and crash camps all the way to California where people were trying to get work as pickers on the fruit and stuff, if you've read The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. But there were also the emergence of a number of machine gun or Tommy gun carrying bank robbers. A lot of crime flourished because people just decided they were going to take it because they couldn't earn it anyway. And they started robbing places for it, started shooting places. Then they started selling bootleg illegal alcohol. And that was like in the Kennedy dynasty, that's how they made their money, was running bootleg whiskey. These things are rebelling against the law of the day. Now, in contrast to those times of the Depression, we have an economic depression forming right around us on a global basis. In the United States, we have a lot of people with arms and bullets and guns and, old war weapons to defend themselves or to assert their point of view on the public or the government. And that means that various ethnic groups, various religious groups, various political groups, various rich and poor groups, are going to have to, banding into gangs, super gangs. And this is going to make a revolution, a civil war, that is not organized, that is chaos, and it's going to destroy America. So no matter what people say, the administration we've got now is doing everything it can to irritate the public that doesn't want to pay any more taxes, that wants work. It is doing everything to pour salt in that wound to stir up the people, putting tremendous debt on us, putting fear about we're going to take your weapons, that you're not going to be able to defend what we tell you or else, turning it into a dictatorial, fascist-type government with the socialist leanings, directions, impetus that struck Nazi Germany when Hitler took over. No, it is not a time of, she'll be right, mate, everything is going to be better tomorrow. This is rubbish. We are headed downhill on a greased roller coaster. We are going. America is going to collapse into chaos, and there will be government attempts with either U.N. forces or American forces trying to make martial law. We'll probably be attacked from outside the country when that happens by other countries like Russia or China that want us to go down. So, no, I don't see a bright future in that respect, in the secular view. In the Christian viewpoint, the Judeo-Christian viewpoint, yes. It means the Messiah is very close to coming back to get us. And that is encouraging news, and that's what we share with people when we talk to them here at the office or on the website or person to person. It's good news. Don't panic. There is good coming if you just side up with Jesus and, you know, make your commitment to be on his team. That's all you got to do. It's not going to guarantee you, you know, a peaceful walk from now until the time he comes, but it's going to guarantee you that you will live again and forever in his care when the time comes.
Well, here in California, because of the economic constriction, why they've started releasing prisoners from jail. Of course, they're only going to release nonviolent prisoners, but oh, shucks, we just made a mistake and we turned loose a whole flock of robbers and people involved in violent crimes. Why would you possibly do something that stupid? I mean, certainly we know what happened in Iran back in 1979 when our government put pressure on the Shah of Iran to open the prisons and let all the criminals out. Why would we be releasing violent criminals from our prisons? Certainly it may be expensive to keep them there, but it's even more expensive to let them out and commit more crimes and then have to arrest them and then have expensive trials for them. Does that really make sense? Now,
no, it doesn't.
A lot of these so-called terrorist activities in this country are really being promoted by agent provocateurs, provided with tremendous amounts of money by the FBI to lure people into the acts of criminal activity. But there really are groups of black Muslims converted to the radical Muslim faith in our prisons, blacks in the prisons, of course. And we allow radical imams, actually financed by Saudi Arabia, to go into our prisons to recruit these black Muslims. These people, when they're released, are given, many of them, a one-way ticket to radical Muslim training camps in this country, where these men are trained in the use of military weapons. Even though they're felons, they're allowed to have weapons. That doesn't make sense. Many of them have gone to Pakistan to train in military. They've come back. They're waiting until the word is given. And then, of course, we hear talk about certain people who are under mind control, who will commit all sorts of acts of violence. Have you ever encountered any of this thought, Stan, that there really are people out there who have been programmed to commit acts of violence when the word is given from a spiritual point of view?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this the white black, the Puerto Rican black, the illegal Mexican versus the real American groups, all these I've run into to various people associated with these movements, and the white supremacists, they are there, they are real, and these people have been programmed either by themselves or by other larger groups to stir up discontent. They want a civil war to help destroy America from within. I know that we have to stand up against certain things against the government that it's trying to do as far as weapons and taxation and ridiculous addition of more government control in our lives. We can stand up for that and against it, but it's going to get ugly, and we're being tricked, forced into...
Well, we'll be back. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment here. The American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. over 45 years of combined experience. They're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Your friends at A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning in Brighton remind us the responsibility of drivers. Caution and courtesy is the key to staying safe. Please remember to pay special attention around schools, parks, playgrounds, and especially around school buses while they're picking up and dropping off. Our children are our future. Please do your part to keep them safe. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. That's 303-659-1087. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Stan Deo. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. His book, The Cosmic Conspiracy, will be back in print very shortly. And Stan believes there's a supernatural element to everything going on today. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes. Yes, I was just, while you were saying that, I was just reading Holly's number one story today on our website. It's titled, Obama Pushing No Nukes. But Fox News has just updated the title of it and put a dash after saying, Obama Pushing No Nukes, Even to Defend the United States. So in other words, we can't even use nuclear weapons in defense except against Korea and Iran. And that leaves Russia, China, and everybody else can, you know, come on and bomb the crud out of us, and he's not even going to defend us with nuclear weapons in retaliation. This is just another one of those things where the administration is doing its best to destroy America. It's letting our enemies have the advantage outside. It's taking our once cohesive nation and just fragmenting it. It's just unbelievable. Every day there's something new from this administration that my jaw drops. I can't believe that they're doing it so openly and so rapidly. Anyway, sorry, I got on my bandwagon there. But
well, I think we only need to listen to the speeches of Reverend Wright, the black minister Obama sat in his congregation for something like 20 years, and Reverend Wright hates America. I mean, GD America speeches, GD America, you can see them up on the Internet. This man hated America, and I believe Barack Obama does as well. And that is, of course, but he is only in the presidency because very powerful forces wanted him there. If they wanted to get rid of him, they'd get rid of him tomorrow, just like they got rid of Jack Kennedy, and as they got rid of McKinley and Garfield and Lincoln and so many of our presidents who've had the courage to stand up against these people have been destroyed, or as with the case of Richard Nixon, taken out of office by a phony set of situation, because I don't have any sympathy for Nixon, because he went right along with him on most things, but it was simply he was supposed to appoint Nelson Rockefeller to be the vice president after they got rid of Spiro Agnew, the vice president, and because he defied them on that thing, they set out to destroy him, and what if they do a good job of it under any circumstances? Certainly there are supernatural forces behind these wicked people who are in control, and basically this all has to do with world finance, the people who control our corporations, our media, a small little clique of people manifested from a actual physical point of view in the Trilateral Commission, where you find today the man, Stanley Fisher, the head of the Bank of Israel, is a member of the Northern American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. Why is the head of the Bank of Israel a member of this little 87-man group? Why is the head of the Bank of Canada a member of that group? why of all the chairmen of the Federal Reserve System, going back to almost the time of Arthur Burns, with one exception, come from the same little group? Mr. Bernanke doesn't belong there, but he's being set up to take the responsibility for the collapse of our economy that's coming. But he's doing exactly what he's told to do. And if he didn't do it, why, he'd be out on his ear. He wouldn't have been renewed. For Obama, of course, is kept in office by the people from the Trilogue Commission. At least 12 of this 87-man group is advising him. But you don't have to take my word. Go to their website, trilateral.org, and there you will not find the membership list, but you can email them. They'll send you the membership list, or you can get it from our little syllabus. It's not a little syllabus. It's a big syllabus called The Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available from Radio Liberty. Cindy, Stan, do you have material other than your blog that people can read at your website?
Yes, there are other materials, but just on the note of what you're talking about is the membership, the Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, that kind of thing. In the middle section of the original 200 pages of the Cosmic Conspiracy book, I have named a lot of our key leaders and what organizations they sit on the board of directors of, and how they are cross-pollinating the various Trilateral, Council on Foreign Relations, Club of Rome, how they cross-pollinate their board of directorship so that everybody gets the news from the other groups. This is real, and I've never gotten a whole list of the Trilateral Commission like maybe your syllabus does, but back in 1978 when I first wrote the book, I put this stuff in there with lines showing which groups were organized and linked to others, and it is a brotherhood of darkness. Even though they say it's the Great White Brotherhood, it's a brotherhood of darkness. It is run by people who have very weird, like, satanic-type rituals at the top. And I wouldn't be surprised if they actually see Satan at some point during their rituals. People just don't understand this goes on at that top level. Anyway, sorry. On our website, we have Holly's put up a preparedness website, which tells people to get how to handle what's coming as best they can and prepare in situ in their homes. I have in my corner of the website called Stan's Corner, occasionally I will put up things of interest about the Illuminist or what's happening. At the moment, the only thing I've got on that is the announcement of the final edition of the Cosmic Conspiracy. I won't make any more after this because I don't think there'll be time, actually. And then there are other special reports on the website. You can see on the left she has a huge index there showing the various sub-websites that are developed, that she's developed to tell people and share with them. So, yeah, there are things about, say, like dream visions that I've had in the past that have been coming to pass, just involving Holly and I and in the United States and also New Zealand, which is about to happen with that huge volcano down in the Taupo caldera. But as I say, when things are topical, when they're news, from my side of the website, Holly will put a note up there in the very front page that says, read, you know, Stan's new comment on blah, blah, blah. I don't have a blog per se. I've been encouraged by people to start that fairly soon, where I discuss a number of issues and answer questions, and I think that's probably a good idea, and we're looking forward to doing that in the next couple of months once we kind of get past the book launch.
Okay, fine. Well, I guess it's been Stan Dale, and we'll have him back on again when his book's available, The Cosmic Conspiracy. God bless, Stan. I'll talk to you later. Thanks so much.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'll just stand here, and we hope you enjoyed our interview with Stan. He seems to have a great deal of worthwhile information. He's been around for a long time talking about the cosmic conspiracy. I call it the Brotherhood of Darkness, but behind the Brotherhood is, of course, these powerful spiritual forces. And until you understand that, nothing going on today really makes much sense. Well, Sydney, we hope you'll read our book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. Listen to our talks on the secret, the forbidden secret, the two different talks, but basically covering the same material. Financial Armageddon goes into the background of the financial collapse, and who really controls Barack Obama? Because, believe me, although he's a very, very articulate individual, there's an invisible force behind Barack Obama that very, very few people recognize. But we simply quote from the people from the Lucius Trust, from what used to be known as the Lucifer Publishing House, from the Lucius Trust about what's really going on today and who Barack Obama is and how for many years, long before most of you had ever heard of Barack Obama, they were praying for his ascent into the presidency of the United States. Groups all across the world knew who he was and were waiting for him to be in the presidency. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we live in uncertain times, and you need to understand what's going on. We hope many of you want to subscribe to our newsletters. Certainly, you can read our newsletters at our website, RadioLiberty.com. Listen to our programs there. Watch our videos and the other segment on videos across the web. Separate site, but great YouTube things that you can watch that will help you understand, and we update that on almost a daily basis, if not a weekly basis. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help us financially maintain our network of 60 outlets across America, we'd love to hear from you. Again, you can join the Radio Liberty family. You can go to our website where there's a PayPal, a button, all sorts of things you can do to help. And if you're not in a position to help, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. Because there truly is a spiritual battle going on today, a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And you need to understand that there are secret societies out there. They all have a common goal, a one-world government. And how do you accomplish that? Why, you destroy the economy of this nation. You transfer our manufacturing and our jobs to other countries, raise the living standards there, as you lower the living standards here in the United States. Who is the largest automobile producer in China today? General Motors. And who's financing General Motors? Why, you are. We gave them $50 billion to create new jobs and open new plants, and they're opening them in communist China and in India, but they're not opening them here because the plan is to lower our living standards and to take our jobs today. And the same thing is true with Chrysler. We gave it. We didn't sell Chrysler to Fiat. We gave it to Fiat, and they're opening new plants in Mexico and Italy. Ladies and gentlemen, our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Got a home project in my